A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God, so that from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. It seems this is the turning point now for the Jewish leaders. How could they allow these things to go on and still maintain their tenuous position with the occupying Romans? They argued, "They will take away our land and our nation. What are we to do? What are we to do?" the Jewish leaders asked. We can feel the fear and the panic here in the leaders. But not least would have been the fear and panic in the soul of Jesus. It says, "So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert, and there remained with his disciples." We begin our difficult journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. We can recall the history of the Jewish people at another time when they were dispersed. So often in exile, totally defeated, totally without their sacred texts, without leadership, without a temple, completely devastated. Our first reading from Ezekiel text follows the opening verses of that chapter, where we see Ezekiel standing on a field strewn with unburied bones of the men who had been killed in battle. And he says he will breathe new life into them. The Spirit of God lives and will live in them. And then today's text follows, "I will deliver them. I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. And I will make a covenant of peace with them. I will put my sanctuary among them." It is important to see the continuity here between the two texts from Ezekiel and John's Gospel. In those ancient days, when Ezekiel the prophet was proclaiming, the sanctuary, the temple, was in fact destroyed and then restored. But not permanently, Eventually, it was leveled, never again to be built. Jesus in John's Gospel is the new temple, the new sanctuary. We know that he suffers and dies, but the temple is permanent. We all dwell within that temple in the heart and spirit of Jesus forever, no matter what. No matter what. As we try to cope with our personal circumstances, whatever they may be, as we try to cope with unjust leadership, unspeakable pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters at home and abroad, we too ask, what are we to do? What are we to do? I believe the answer is to remain at the side of Jesus and allow his spirit to penetrate us with renewed courage and confidence and the hope of resurrection. This Holy Week, I would recommend that if you live in a place where the film The Shack is available, that you make seeing it a tangible way of entering into Holy Week with the pain, but also the resurrection. If you live where this film is not available, perhaps download the book, The Shack, or see if it is in your library. I can guarantee a very spiritual experience that is our Holy Week.